I don't really not listen to music that much of the time. Like, I feel like it's a healthy thing if you're trying to be a musician to listen to as much music as you can. So that ends up being a lot of my day, and I'm always trying to think of new things I could write. So it's definitely on my mind a lot, and that affects what I do, I guess.
This is Alex Turner, a junior at Carmel High School. He's a rising musician only as a 16-year-old. His music is out on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. He's in two bands and plays many instruments. I talked to him about this and how it all started.
I realized that I wanted to start guitar when I was around 7 years old.
Alex started guitar at a young age and has been playing for 9 years now. He first learned at a place called Meridian Music. He was influenced by his parents and the Jonas Brothers.
What made you or influenced you to start learning?
I think it was honestly the Jonas Brothers, because when I was young, I would watch Camp Rock all the time, and I know they were in that movie.
After Alex got through the basics of guitar, he later joined School of Rock, which is a music school here in Carmel that teaches kids to play instruments and to play in bands. He was there for almost 6 years when he decided to quit to make time for his own music career.
I am working, I guess, on an album right now of just some solo original material that I'm hoping to record. And I try to write pretty frequently.
I asked Alex how he got inspiration to write his music.
What are some of the biggest inspirations when you're writing?
Sometimes it'll be something I heard in another song recently or whatever, or I'll just be sitting somewhere and thinking about it. But the biggest inspiration, whenever I'm thinking about how to approach writing a song, I think, what would Steely Dan do? Mm-hmm. Because I guess I'm influenced by them a lot.
Steely Dan is Alex's favorite band. They fall under the genre of yacht rock, or you could argue jazz funk or jazz fusion. Their prime was in the 1970s through the 1980s. They're known for writing very complex music. Along with writing his own music and working on his solo career, Alex is in multiple bands.
I do play in a few bands. I guess main group would be Castaway Tale. I've been playing with them for about 3.5 years. Two of those kids go to Plainfield High School, but we somehow find a way. And that, I guess, would be more of a funk kind of genre, I guess. I don't know. But, and I recently started another band with a few of my friends. Don't know where that's going to go, but we'll see. And occasionally, I will play with some of my friends who go to college now, so.
Castaway Tale, Alex's main band, consists of Grady Schaefer, the drummer, Ty Solero, the keyboardist, Caleb Bake, the bassist, and of course, Alex Turner, the guitarist and lead singer. They play shows in downtown Indy, Carmel, Plainfield, and lots of other locations as well. They play shows for their friends and for fun, but they also get hired for private events. As a group, they have come very far for just a high school band that started for fun. I asked Alex if he had ever had any struggles with any of the bands that he has been in.
I don't know. A lot of times when you're with a group of people who are trying to play music, it's hard to all find a common goal or interest. So when you're deciding on what direction you're going to go or what you're going to play, that is a frequent challenge between people in bands, I guess.
Since Alex is so intrigued with music now, I asked him about his future and what he would like to accomplish short-term and long-term.
I want to finish this album I've been making for a long time and be content with it. Long-term, I guess I would like to go to some music school and have something come out of that, but you never know, so.
Finally, I asked Alex how music affects his life. How does music affect the rest of your life?
It's definitely the most central or important thing in my life, I would say. So it has a great effect on everything, I guess, I do. I don't really not listen to music that much of the time. I feel like it's a healthy thing if you're trying to be a musician to listen to as much music as you can. So that ends up being a lot of my day. And I'm always trying to think of new things I could write. So it's definitely on my mind a lot, and that affects what I do, I guess.
To follow Alex's music and his band's music, go to SoundCloud, iTunes, and Spotify to listen. To hear more like this, visit whje.com.